Previously on Red Rock Mysteries.
It's usually 2 or 3 months between doctor's visits. You'll be fine.
Someone hit our mailbox last night. It looks more and more like it's Randy all the time.
Remember I told you how Mr. Triplosa could project what she looks like today? He gave us 3 pictures.
Why do you have a picture of Maria?
Do you know this girl?
Hey, Ash, did you talk to Mom yet?
No.
Oh, you can use my cell if you want. Here.
Thanks, Bryce.
No problem.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom. I was just checking to see if Dr. Alec told you anything.
Yes.
Oh, great.
Okay, I'll give you the bottom line. Dr. Alec doesn't like what he sees. He's considering other options, another change in your medication, blood tests, that kind of thing. Ashley, you okay?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk some more?
Maybe later.
I'll be here for you. Okay?
Okay. Bye, Mom.
Love you.
You okay?
Why does everybody ask if I'm okay? I'm not okay, okay?
Okay. Just asking.
I know.
Looks like you need a hug.
Yeah, I do.
Come here.
I hate this. I take all my meds, I do everything I'm supposed to. I go through all these tests and I'm still messed up. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, maybe it's not supposed to. Maybe we're just supposed to trust God to work it all out.
But that's just it. He's not working it out. I'm not getting any better.
I'm thinking this is the time when we find out if we really do trust him, when it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Maybe you're right.
I got my driver's license!
Oh, Lee, I'm so happy for you!
Can I drive over to Randy's and show him?
Yeah, I think that'll be all right. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Hey, Lee?
Yeah?
Hey.
I've gotta go. Can this wait?
Lee, you, You might not want to spend so much time with Randy.
What? Why not?
Because he might be mixed up in something. Something, like, bad.
Like what?
Like, I can't say.
Like, you don't know what you're talking about.
How could you know that I don't know if you don't even know what I'm talking about? You know?
Are you done?
I have proof.
And I have to go.
Okay, I think we have an understanding now.
So what is this for now?
It's part of my investigation. And this site says they can find anyone's phone number and address for $9.95. Please?
All right, let me sit down.
Great. Thank you, Mom. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. There, that's my card number. Expiration date. Yeah. So that should do it.
All right, there it goes. Searching. Jackpot! Tanya Zoloff, 2342 Shore Lane, Memorial, Colorado. And her phone number.
And her daughter's name.
Yep, Maria.
Hey, what's up?
I just called Mrs. Z.
Really?
Well, I listened to her voicemail message.
Wow, this is getting way exciting.
I'm beginning to have doubts about this whole case.
What do you mean?
I mean, Mrs. Z is the only mother Maria has ever known. Maybe she really is Mrs. Z's daughter. What if Mrs. Garcia stole that photo? I mean, what if she's using me?
What if?
Yes?
What if Mrs. Garcia was the mailbox basher?
You're watching way too many detective shows.
Okay, but it was worth a shot.
What show are you watching now?
LA 187. They're trying to solve this 45-year-old murder mystery using a strand of hair.
Hair? Rice, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Definitely. Pepperoni and sausage pizza.
What? Mm. No! Hair and DNA.
Doesn't sound quite as appetizing.
If we can get strands of hair from Maria and Mrs. Garcia and get them analyzed, we can find out for sure if they're mother and daughter.
Thank you for helping me.
Aw, you're welcome, Angelique. I'll be back next week to help you get ready for your test. And, Angelique?
Yes?
May I get your help with something, please?
Sure.
Do you think you could help me find Maria?
Sure, she's right over there.
What?
That's her right there by the water fountain.
She looks just like the photo. Excuse me, Angelique, and thank you.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Ashley. I tutor Angelique.
Okay.
I just wanted to say hi. Oh, you've got a hair on your shoulder. I'll brush it off for you.
Excuse me?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Z?
Hello.
I'm Ashley. Angelique told me about your daughter.
Do you have a reason to be here?
Oh, well, actually, I'm tutoring Angelique, see, and
Maria?
Yes, Mother?
Let's go.
Oh, no. I definitely go with those earrings. They look really good on you.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to date night.
I'm glad to help you guys out. Hey, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you remember that guy you interviewed for that murder mystery you wrote?
The DNA expert in St. Louis?
Yeah, that one.
Officer Jim... Devers, yeah. I put him in the acknowledgments. Why?
Well, I was just wondering, how long does it take to analyze DNA?
Ashley, what are you up to?
Me? Up to something?
Part of your investigation?
Yes.
You have to be really careful with things like this. You're dealing with people's lives.
Well, but if Mrs. Garcia's daughter really is who I think she is, I mean, doesn't she have rights too?
When you get older, you'll understand this. Mrs. Garcia is a troubled woman. I've learned some things about her.
Like?
She's, a little unpredictable. People aren't always sure if the things she says are always true.
About ready?
Almost. Let me see about connecting you to Officer Devers.
Okay, Dylan. You stand sideways like this.
Okay.
Good. And you hold the frisbee flat like this. Then you fling your wrist. Go for it. Whoops. All right, next we'll work on aim. But I've got to check the pizza first.
Yum! Pizza!
I hope the cat's okay. All right, 5 minutes to go. What's this? Mom's planner. I wonder. D. Here we go. Officer Jim Devers. Aha!
Ashley! I think I hit a llama!
Hold on, I'll be right there!
Hello?
Officer Devers? This is Ashley Timberline, Catherine's daughter. I'm so sorry to call you at home.
Not a problem. How can I help you?
Well, I'm working on a missing person case. Sort of. And I was wondering, how long would it take to analyze hair from two different people to see if they're related?
Probably a few days.
If I sent you some samples, would you mind taking a look?
Well, as long as your mom makes me famous in one of her next books. Oh, Ashley, I've got to grab this call. Sorry.
Oh, no problem. Bye.
Ashley? What's that noise?
What? Oh, no! Oh, no. I put it on broil instead of bake. Gotta open this window.
Where'd the pizza go? Oh,
Dylan, I'm sorry to say, our pizza is no longer with us. Number unavailable. Hello? Hello? Weird. Okay, Dylan, how about a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I miss a pizza!
I know. Okay, you get the peanut butter, I'll get the jelly. Hello? Hello, this is Ashley. Hello?
Stay away from Maria, or else.
Oh. Wow.
Ash, what? Whoa! What's up with you? You must be cooking tonight.
Bryce, I just got a really weird call. This woman said to stay away from Maria, or else.
Huh. Sounds like Mrs. Z has something to hide.
Yeah, it kind of freaked me out.
Okay, hold that thought.
Hey.
I was at Randy's baseball game tonight, and I ate an entire bag of red licorice.
Oh.
Yeah, so I lay down in Randy's truck, and I heard Randy and his friends talk about watching the video tonight. The one in his glove compartment.
So, you think...
They're not only bashing mailboxes, they're making videos of it. And that's not all. Look at this.
A bat?
With a chunk missing, see? This was in a duffel bag, in the back of Randy's truck.
Okay.
And see this? This is a splinter of wood I found in our front yard right after the last mailbox attack. Watch this.
They match!
Exactly.
What are you gonna do?
Well, we should give Randy a chance to confess before we go to the police.
But what if he gets mad? And what if he bashes more than mailboxes? Like, your face.
You sure you want to confront Randy?
Yes.
Okay, jump in the truck.
I printed off all the evidence right here. I'm ready.
Well, good. Because he's here.
He's what?
He just pulled up in the driveway. Just be respectful and go for it.
Okay. Here goes. Randy?
Yeah?
How are you today?
Okay. Is something wrong?
Yes. I know about the mailbox bashing.
Yeah?
And I know you were involved.
Me?
Yes, you. And if you turn yourself in, you might not have to go to jail.
You're kidding, right?
Randy, your bat has the same color paint on it as our old mailbox. You have a video with mailbox written on it. The bashers drive a truck that sounds just like yours.
But
you were out late last night with your friends, the same night a bunch of mailboxes got creamed.
No.
You also had fireworks in your truck. And at the game, I heard you tell your friends you were going to watch the video you had in your glove compartment.
Is that all?
No! The other night, somebody tried to bash our mailbox again, only this time, they used a wood bat. A splinter came off and I kept it. It matches the bat you had in your truck.
You done?
Yeah.
Can I have the bat?
No, not yet. It's evidence.
You really think I would do that to my girlfriend's mailbox? You think I'm the kind of guy who trashes people's property?
Well, maybe it was peer pressure. They say it's bad in high school. Maybe you just drove the truck
while I didn't do it. I've been out with the guys a lot, but we never did anything wrong.
What about the video?
Hold on. This video?
Yeah, it says mailbox.
No, look closer. It says Matrix. The label got smudged. Originally, it was a movie, but we recorded over it to make a blooper reel for our baseball season. Take it. See for yourself.
Wait, what about that night? You said you had an emergency?
One of the guys fell out of the back of the truck and broke his arm. We had to drive him to the hospital.
Okay, but what about the bat with the blue paint on it?
I knock it against the fence sometimes. The fence is...
blue.
Yeah.
Okay, But what about the wooden bat? The one that matches the splinter I found in our yard?
That's a problem.
Then you're guilty.
It's not my bat. I don't know whose it is. They all got mixed up at practice.
So if we find out whose bat it is, we find the basher, right?
Hey, I didn't know you were here.
Just talking with your brother.
Something wrong?
Nothing we can't handle.
Okay, I'll just jump in the truck.
Okay.
Randy, I'm really sorry. I don't know what to say.
Listen, all those clues, I would have done the same thing.
But it's probably one of your friends, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Okay, when you divide, you want to look at it this way.
Ashley?
Yeah?
Can I go to the bathroom?
Sure.
I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me?
Maria?
Why did you want my hair the other day?
Oh, well, I'm an amateur detective. I just wanted to look at your hair and see what it says about you. See, there's this test you can do. It tells you who you're related to.
Really? Can it tell me who my daddy is?
Maybe. Don't you know?
My mom won't tell me, except that he's one of the bad people.
Bad people?
Bad people try to get me. My mom thinks you're one of them, but Angelique says you're nice.
Maria, I'm just trying to help.
Mom says if the bad people find us, we'll have to move again. Sometimes I think she's the bad people.
Why?
She's mean. She yells at me. Sometimes she hits me. If I make a friend, she'll say they're bad and that I can't play with them anymore. She won't tell me why I don't have a dad. But I have one, don't I?
Maria, what if I told you your daddy might have been a soldier?
A soldier?
Now, I don't know for sure, but...
Ashley?
Yes?
Here, a piece of my hair. I want to know.
Okay, everybody, our annual team picnic is now officially over.
Oh,
thanks for coming. Make sure you grab your equipment before you go home. Okay, Bryce, watch who takes the bat.
Well, that sure didn't take long.
It's Kyle?
Let me see what I can find out. Hi.
Hey.
Nice bat.
Huh.
How'd it get that notch in it?
I don't know. It's not mine. I'm picking it up for my cousin. He left it at practice last week.
Oh, he plays on the team?
Nah, he's too young. About your age. His name's Aaron.
Aaron?
Aaron Heckler.
Oh.
You might know him. Everybody calls him Boo.
Oh? Hmm. Well, you know, the bat's kind of useless with that notch in it.
Yeah.
But I think I've got a way to fix it. Mind if I give it a try?
I guess. Here.
Thanks.
Ashley!
Yes, ma'am?
Phone call for you, Officer Devers.
Oh, wow!
Ashley, those two hair samples you sent me?
Yes?
They match genetically. These two are definitely mother and daughter.
Yes! Yes! Oh, yes! Angelique, is Maria still here at school?
No, and I'm sad.
What's wrong?
Miss C and Maria are gone. Miss A quit and they moved away.
No.
Maria told me to give this to you.
What's this? Dear Ashley, Mom says we have to go away. The bad people are coming. I don't know where we are going. I sure wish I could talk to you again. You're nice. Love, Maria. Oh, no.
Whoa, what's with the police car?
Bryce, Officer Ormsby needs to see you right away.
He does?
He's in the living room.
Bryce.
Yes, sir?
Thank you.
I'm sorry?
I was telling Sam here that you're quite a detective. We went to Boo's house, and he denied everything.
Who, me? I didn't do nothing!
You sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure about that.
Then what can you tell me about this bat? The one found with your fingerprints on it?
He
went white as a sheet. He finally broke down and confessed he had bashed mailboxes and blew up some others. And he gave us the name of two other guys involved. They're all in big trouble. Big. Gotta hand it to you, Bryce. Good work.
Wow, thank you.
Mrs. Garcia!
Ashley! Oh, my precious friend! Thank you ever so much!
I just wish they could have found Maria. Danielle.
Ashley, listen to me. They just found her!
They did?
Tanya applied to a school in Wyoming, and the authorities tracked her down. Ashley, I'm going there tonight to meet my daughter!
Oh.
Mrs. Garcia?
Yes, officer?
Welcome to Wyoming. I have someone here who wants to meet you.
Mom?
Danielle! Oh, my Danielle!
You're really my mom?
Oh, yes. I'm really your mom. And I know you go by Maria, but you are really Danielle.
Finally, we get to finish this thing.
And after all this work, it still doesn't make sense. I mean, really, two pigs in love by a waterfall?
It's more than just a puzzle. It's art, like life.
Metaphor.
Guilty as charged.
What is Dylan doing?
Being Dylan.
Wait, did Sam leave?
Oh yeah, he went out to get the paper.
Well, here we go. Listen to this. Tanya Zoloff is now in custody. And Danielle, formerly Maria, is back with her real mother. Mm-hmm. Zoloff confessed to taking the child after she learned she couldn't have children of her own. Authorities say she lied about being pregnant, then took Mrs. Garcia's baby and started the fire to cover up the crime.
Oh.
Well, it doesn't say how Mrs. Garcia found her little girl.
That's all right with me. It's worth it all just to see the picture of Mrs. Garcia and her little girl. Oh, wow.
Okay, with all the good news, I have one piece of bad news.
Oh?
The last piece is missing, and I have a funny feeling.
Hold it right there, Mr. Dylan.
Hi, Mommy.
Do you happen to have a piece of our puzzle?
Everybody has to close their eyes.
Okay, everybody.
Here!
Aha! The last piece!
Wait, why did you make us close our eyes?
Because I had it in my underwear.
I don't want to ask.
See? It's just hard to imagine how it all fits together. But piece by piece, it somehow does. And here we go. Everybody ready? Mm-hmm. The last piece.
Yay!
Yay! Pig puzzle!
God doesn't promise that our life will be easy. He promises He'll be there with us, no matter what. And wherever we feel weak, His grace fills in the missing pieces. Red Rock Mysteries is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. Today's show, Missing Pieces Part 4, was adapted by John Fornoff and directed by Steve Odell. Post-production by Todd Busteed with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Terry Ritchie, and I'm Zach. We'll see you next time on Red Rock Mysteries.